Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right, good afternoon, and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in the Investor Schooling headquarters. I am Larry Steinhaus, and I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. Hey, thanks for listening in. Get ready to learn real estate investing, stock options trading, and so many more things about money that I bet you didn't know. Hey, you can call us anytime about anything with your questions at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. Write that number down, 855-939-1137. That's right, we're a live program. You can call anything about anything during the program, and we'll take your calls. Don't worry about the topics. We'll take your call about anything that has to do with money, finances, politics, rentals. It doesn't matter. We're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you leave comments there, we will know you're watching. By the way, at Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money in taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar building, and our students are also located in several states with our exclusive web access to our classes and seminars. Get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, stock options trading. How you going to learn that from your friendly neighborhood financial expert, Larry Steinhaus, and my guests. Now, actually, you're not even a guest. You're a co-host now, Dr. Dem, aren't you?
I don't know. Like, after last weekend, I'm not really so sure.
No, but you're a co-host.
I'm a co-host.
Okay, the guest is Omri.
I think Omri needs to be reminded that he's the guest, then.
He needs to be reminded he's the guest, yes. So if anybody listened to the show last week, it was 2 weeks ago because we did a repeat last week because I was away. But if anybody listened to that show, that was a show with the rental where we were trying to decide whether we were going to take this renter or not. And by the way, we ended up taking the renter.
It was last week.
He's already talking. He's already interrupting me.
Yeah.
Already interrupting me.
I tell you, Larry and Omri show.
No, it's not the Larry and Omri show because it may be the Never Omri show.
Maybe we should get a spot just for Omri.
No, this is what we're going to do. You ready? We are going to talk about whether Omri should be banned from the show.
Okay.
So we're going to have a vote today whether Omri should be banned from the show.
Do I have a vote?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And you're definitely swaying my vote to no because she's not letting me talk.
Okay.
And here's the reason why I want Omri banned from the show. Now listen, you guys in the audience are going to make this decision. So if you say he's banned, he can never be on the show again. If you say he's not banned, he can be on the show again. But let me explain why I want Omri banned from the show. Every time I'm in the middle of talking about something, Omri just decides to. Oh, he's raising his hand. He knows better. So he's raising his hand.
Classic.
So we're talking last week about this rental and blah blah blah. And he asked the dumbest question off the wall question, and we had to stop him twice. And he made sure he got his question answered by continuously answering it. Dr. Deb almost resigned from the show last week because she said she didn't say anything all last week because you kept interrupting her. So if you're my partner and my co-host, and you pick me, why should we have you on the show? Maybe you should plead your case.
Okay, do you want me to leave now?
No, not yet.
Okay, I will wait.
wait till halfway through we decide. We have a better decision.
So, for you guys who are listening for the first time, our company is called Investor Schooling. We teach real estate investing. We teach stock options trading. We teach everything, right? Glenn's already said, fire Omri. There you go.
There's
the hashtag. He opened an Instagram page. Exactly. Fire Omri.
Right. Fire Omri.
Ben's got Fire Omri.
Tag yourself.
So we teach real estate investing. We teach stock options trading. Dr. Deb is always the most brilliant person in the room because she's got a PhD, and we talk about, she talks about tax liens. I talk about how to buy properties with no money. And Omri is the worst landlord, and we talk about his landlord woes and trials and tribulations. And it's always a great lesson. It's always a lot of fun to talk about all these things. But we want to talk about them, and we want to be able to get our voices out. And what happens?
So it's interesting how Omri is being so super quiet.
He's so quiet now, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we've been yelling at him all this time, and right before the show, he wouldn't be quiet. So yeah. it was actually pretty interesting.
I lost my voice.
You know, it's too bad. Glenn, it's too bad we can't have the pre-show that we had, you know, the 15 minutes before the show as the show, because that was hysterical.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to not talk to each other.
I know, exactly.
At all.
We can talk about the same thing we talked about before the show, because every subject we try to talk about before the show got stopped.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to get to that in 1 second.
Sure.
Here we go. So let's talk about this real quick. So our phone number is 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Tell us whether you like Omri, whether he should be banned, or whether he should be kept. So far, it looks like we've got... Oh, it looks like we've got one for fire and one for not. So yeah. we're kind of even right
we
now.
We count Glenn?
See, look, he doesn't...
No, we really count Glenn.
Count again. He just stuck him right up. 855-939-1137.
855-939-1137.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
That's why I'm here.
That's great.
855-939-1137.
So I want to hear what's Deb's vote. Do you want me out? I will go. I don't care. I will still hug you every Thursday and every Monday.
Well, you still have.
I will still hug you, and I will love you like a sister all my life.
All your life. So it was funny because Omri called me. What time did you call me? At like noon, or like 11 o'clock? He's like, hey, can you pick me up from? He's giving me a hug.
You guys, if you're watching online, you can see what's happening, but you can't see what's... He went over and gave Dr. Deb a big hug, because he wants her vote.
He wants my vote.
No. I'm not a politician. I really didn't do it to get a vote. No.
Is that what it is? So Omri calls me at 11. He's like, hey, can you pick me up from here? Because he's like, are you going to be at the radio show? And I'm thinking, as far as I know, I am, you know? And then he's like, oh, can you pick me up so I can go? And I'm thinking... Oh, here we go. That's the first thing I thought it was. Oh, here we go.
Exactly.
Really?
When you walked in with him, I'm like, oh, I was hoping Omri was going to be here today.
Yeah. So I was half tempted to text you to say Omri asked me to pick him up, but then I also don't want to get in between your little bromance thing that goes on.
Why do you keep inviting me then?
Because we love you, Omri.
Okay,
you're just
good.
Such an awesome person.
Okay.
We just don't like you sometimes.
Okay, good.
It's just like Larry. We love you, but we really can't stand you.
Oh, my God. Sometimes.
So I don't know how this show ended up. You know, this show used to be all about real estate and stock options.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, we'll talk about it anytime. You can call in 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. And, of course, you can ask us questions. 855-939-1137. But let us know if we should ban Omri. Or if we should keep Omri when you call. And by the way, if you call in, what are we giving away, Deb?
Money multiplier tickets.
We're giving money multiplier tickets
Amazing.
Away, exactly. So August. next Saturday is the 12th, and we have an all-day event. And we charge for this event. We charge $97 a ticket for this event. It's a great event. It's an all-day event where we bring in some really, really brilliant people to talk to you about money and how money works, et cetera. Of course, I'm going to be there. Dr. Deb's going to be there. Omri, are you going to be there?
I think so, yeah. I think that everybody that needs to that consider about his financial independence needs to be there.
It was a yes or no question.
I can leave. I can leave. Every point.
No, you're right. So
this is great. This is why Omri is so
everybody.
Right,
so everybody.
Show.
So everybody. What are you saying, Omri? God, I'll let you finish. Not you.
I said that everybody that consider. How to get their financial independency needs to be there on August 12th.
All right, beautiful. Well said, Omri.
Financial independency. I love it.
Even if you did interrupt, it was well said. Okay, so if you call in 855-939-1137 and vote on whether Omri should stay or go, you get a free ticket. So that's how cool this is. And we're going to give up to 2 tickets away to each person. So if you want to bring a friend, you can do that as well. 855-939-1137. Yes, I know, our show is very weird. You know, I listen to PhD all the time, and I listen to some of the other people who do their shows, and they're very point, you know, we're going to talk about Bitcoin today, and Bitcoin did this, and blah, 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 blah. No, we talk about banning Omri. That's our show. So we have a little bit of fun here today, and here you go. All right, so Wendy has a question online. How do I determine whether to sell or rent my house in this market? The caveat is the home I'm moving into needs renovation. My vote is stay.
It's
oh, she's voting that you can stay.
It's very good discussion, what she just pointed
out. Okay, here's the problem with her discussion. Mm-hmm. Her question is so vague. mm-hmm. and has so little details that I can't answer it. Let me ask the question again. Let me tell you what I mean. So there's a question online. How do I determine whether to sell or rent my home in this market? The caveat is that the home I'm moving into needs renovation. And then she said, my vote is safe. She's talking about you. The problem, however, with that question, Wendy, is there's no details. So call in and let me ask you some questions. Call in 855-939-1137. And by the way, you get a free ticket if you come in. If you call in 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. And let me ask you some questions about the house first, and then we'll see if I can help you with that question, because it's a good question. It just needs a lot of conversation first. So call in. Go ahead.
We have the same opinion about, I think, this question.
We do?
I think so.
All right. So, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have you. I don't know if I can do this because the microphone.
Okay.
But I was actually going to have you turn around, say your. Well, I'll tell you what. Just say what you were going to say. What do you think your opinion is?
I think we both have the same opinion.
What's your opinion on it?
That we always would like to be in the rent side and not on the sell side, because the rent will give you the long-lasting income.
So that is true, but here's my opinion.
Okay.
I can't answer the question. I don't have all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny. A lot of people, and you do this a lot. It's not just you. It's a lot of people out there, they'll try to answer the question without the facts. Like, should you, if the question was, should I rent a home or sell it?
Yeah, of course.
The answer is probably rent it. Mm-hmm. But there's more to it than this. First of all, she's got, you know, she's determining whether she needs to put the house on the market. Does she need that money to buy the other home? Do rentals work well in her area? I don't know. I don't know anything about this property, so I can't answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dr. Deb, because he keeps cutting you off, what's your opinion?
I don't know if I even want to talk anymore, because now I'm going to get in the middle of you guys.
You're not in the middle of us. Talk.
You guys got like the bromance thing. I don't want to like interrupt.
We have the what?
A bromance.
The bromance.
Oh, he doesn't know what bromance means. You gotta explain.
You know what a bromance?
It's like a romance between two guys.
Two bros. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a romance like as a traditional romance has. Just like,
well, we talked about the Jaguar one day, so maybe it is.
It is.
Oh my God.
We always. It's like yesterday. We always in those very weird situations, stuck together in a broken Jag on the way to the hospital. Every time it's something else.
Oh wait, we were on the way to the hospital yesterday, and Army has what kind of car?
A Tesla.
And we're halfway to the hospital, and Tesla says, you better get your car charged now.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yeah, so the car has 25 miles, and he's like stressed. I know where all the superchargers are around. I'm not stressed at all.
Good
about
thing
the
I wasn't
car.
Dying.
But he, yeah. He, if we had to drive him to an emergency surgery in New Jersey, maybe he would have died on the passenger seat.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
That's a pleasant thought. Isn't that a pleasant thought?
So nice
Omri
that you're
even thinking that way, Omri.
Omri was taking Larry to the hospital? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
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 Wow, this is a
bromance. You
want to
know that story?
Yes.
It's a very good story.
It's a very good story. So, hold on. First of all, 855-939-1137. You can call and interrupt this story anytime with real estate questions.
Please.
Or stock questions or money questions, because we're supposed to be talking about investor schooling. But I have no problem talking about anything else, because it's how much fun we have. But just so you know, at Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing and stock options trading. Now I'll tell you the story about Army taking me to the hospital.
So let me start with this, right?
Yeah.
So just
are
so
you interrupting me?
I am interrupting you, but I can do it because I never really do it.
I don't want to interrupt this
romance.
You know,
yeah, you don't want to interrupt this romance. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so every Friday morning, we have a Friday morning meeting at the school, and I am the Dunkin' Donuts lady, so you can always just call me Dunkin' Donuts lady, because that's pretty much all I do, you know, all I do here. And I walk in with my bag full of everybody's drinks, and the first thing that Larry says to me is, I have to go to the hospital. And I'm completely floored. Like, you know, what's going on? He's laughing the whole time. He's saying that I got to go to the hospital. So now from there, because that's exactly what I walked in on. So from there, why don't you tell the story?
So what happened was I have this toothache. I have a really bad toothache. I've had a really bad toothache for about, I don't know, 6 months now. And it's just like in a whole region of teeth. And the dentist keeps fixing it and making it better. But my last tooth, I guess it's the molar in the back, is on fire now. So it's been on fire for the last 3 or 4 days. And I was supposed to go to a dentist 2 weeks ago, and he canceled the appointment because something came up on his end. But I was still okay. I mean, you know, it was painful, but I was still able to go to work, and everything was fine, do what I had to do. And Thursday, it was really bad. So I started popping Tylenol. And I didn't realize that Tylenol is so bad for you. Now, most people have no idea. Now, Dr. Deb would fully understand this because this is what she does. Right? She's not a doctor of medicine, but she's a doctor of...
instructional design. I write a lot of medical writing.
Medical writing, right?
Yeah, so a lot of medical writing. Yeah.
So she's got a lot of this information. But, I mean, like even my wife knows. Everybody seems to know but me is what it turned out to be.
Yeah, my first question to you was, how much did you take?
How much did I take, right?
Yeah, and so, I think you said, what, like 5,000?
It was 5 to 6,000 milligrams of Tylenol is what I estimate I took.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, it turns out, because I found this out yesterday, it turns out that 4,000 is the borderline of really bad problems. Like, if you go over 4,000, you got problems. So I'm popping this Tylenol, and in the middle of the night, my tooth is still hurting, of course. In the middle of the night, I get a pain on my side, my right side under my ribs. And I don't know what it is, but I know it's really painful. And I go down to the couch because I don't want to wake my wife because, you know how people are, right? You don't want to be a burden to the people you live with. My wife will kill me because she knows that that's exactly who I am. And she's like, what's wrong with you? You should have called me right away. Anyway, so I have this pain, and it's really, really bad. Like, I'm considering waking her up and going to the hospital. But I start doing all right, and then I end up going back to sleep, and I still have a minor pain in the morning. But my doctor's in the same
development.
Yeah, development that we're in. So he's two doors down, and I walked over to my doctor in the morning. I got here at 8:45 for our meeting. I walked over to the doctor. I said, listen, I think I OD'd on Tylenol. And what do I do? So I was kind of hoping they were going to say, drink lots of water and see me in an hour, or drink lots of water and see me tomorrow. And they asked me all these questions, and I'm like, you got to go to the hospital right now. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you don't understand. Your liver could be shutting down right now. I'm like, you're kidding. He goes, no, you got to go to the hospital. So I go back in, and that's when I walk in, and Debbie says, Debbie hears me say, I got to go to the hospital. And I'm laughing. And, of course, Omri drives me to the hospital in his Tesla, running out of electric. But the best part of this conversation is I get to end it now because I got Rob on the phone.
is this
the same Rob?
I'm not sure, but Wendy.
No, but we got to do one at a time, see?
Oh, man, I'm listening to every word. Yeah, I hope you're all right. If you're at the hospital, that's some serious toothache. That's a problem.
It wasn't toothpaste, it was Tylenol. No, I'm fine. It actually turned out they tested me.
Yeah.
So they tested me and they said I was fine, and they said that my liver was fine, and luckily my liver took it. But it was funny because I go to the hospital and Omri's there with me, and what do? They go, are you suicidal? Are you?
like, no. Are you considering hurting yourself?
Right, right. So they go, what is he in the exam
room with you, holding your hand?
Yeah. What is the exam? Yeah, he actually walked me right back.
Do you see why I say bromance, Glenn? Do you see why I say that now? Yeah.
Yeah, you should have seen him arguing with the doctor. No, yeah, he wasn't arguing. So,
I tried to see how much we can get for you for parts.
Yeah, I'm fine. So I basically said I was a dummy, is what I said.
Yeah.
Instead of there's accidental and then there's
right,
on purpose.
She asked him the question.
Is it accidental or is it on purpose? I said, no, it's dummy. that was me, right? So, all right. So, go ahead, Rob. So, what do you think? Should we vote Omri off the island?
Oh, no, not at all, Omri. No, he's good. He stays.
He stays?
Oh, Omri's smiling ear to ear right now. Hey, you have no idea.
Hey, Glenn, the next time Rob calls, he's not allowed on the air.
You got it.
We just voted you off the air. All right, anything else I can help you with, Rob?
Yeah, well, just the one thing. I'm concerned about my retirement account. I need that to live on. And okay. I'm concerned because I don't have any say on it. And because of Biden's policies and the war in Ukraine.
All right, you ready? Biden's policies and the war in Ukraine have nothing to do with your retirement fund. Unless, of course, you want to contribute to Biden's. Unless, of course, you want to contribute to Biden's campaign and you want to contribute to the effort in Ukraine. Are those two things you want to do?
No, I'm talking about the stock market.
I know what you're talking
about.
So, life,
and that's because he's so bad. He's just as bad as his predecessor.
So how old are you?
And I voted for him. 67. Do you remember?
Right. I know who you are. I just can't remember how old you are. So if you're 67 years old, you hopefully have some money, away for retirement.
Yeah.
And then the real question is how to grow that money and how to make the best of it from now to the last day you're on this planet. And that's why that's what we do at Investor Schooling, obviously. You still haven't been here yet, have you?
No, not yet.
All right. So you have a really good question, right? You want to have it answered?
Yeah.
go to investorschooling.com and RSVP for this Thursday. Because you really need to start hanging around people who are doing what you're doing and teaching what you need to know. It's the best way to find out. All right, so
I can cut my, I can watch my expenses, but eventually, I can see where you don't want to outlive, you don't want to outlive your money. I heard that, and that's to me is the truth.
All you want to do is make more money than you spend, and it's not hard to do.
Yeah,
right. It's not hard to do.
Exactly.
I could make, if I'm spending $100,000 a month, I can make $110,000. If I'm making spending $1 million a month, I can make $2 million a month. It's no big deal. You just have to decide how much you want to spend. Right. Now you know how much you need to make.
It's not gonna go that far that fast. I mean, but I can see it slowly falling into trouble. Everything falling into trouble with Biden's policies and
Stop it. I'm a Trump Republican, and I'm telling you to stop it. Biden has nothing to do with your life. He is not controlling your life. The only person controlling your life is you. He is not. He is not. Once you realize that, that's when things get easier.
It translates into the market.
You can make money in the Biden economy. You can make money in the Trump economy. You can make money in the Pence economy if he somehow
American. Gotcha. Buying back the school. Yeah, but I'm just saying.
You can do it. We're going to teach you how to do it. But yeah, you can do it. All right. So, Rob, by the way, you get a ticket. You get a ticket to the Money Multiplier next week. Are you going to come?
Oh, I don't know. I'll check out investorschooling.com.
No. Wait. Hold on. Listen to me. We're giving away a free ticket because you called in today to our Money Multiplier next week, which is an all-day $97 event. It's all day. Do you want to come for free?
No, I don't think so. Thank you anyway, though.
Hey, Rob. Listen, I have a suggestion for you. Don't complain about how bad your financial situation is over the next 30 years because it's your own fault.
Well, it made money for 13 years. It just is the first year it lost, and that's with Biden's. And that,
all right.
You know,
keep up the good work. All right, we got to move on. Now.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do?
You have no.
Okay, thank you.
All right, listen. Hold on. Hey, Wendy, what's going on?
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, I have a question.
All right. So first, what's your question?
Oh God! First, my dog's going to start barking.
Go ahead. So there? We lost her.
No.
I'm here. I'm here.
So what's your question, Wendy?
So my question is, I'm trying to decide whether to sell or rent my home.
Oh, okay. You're the person who called in. That's right. Right. Okay, right. You're the person who wrote on Facebook. Correct.
Yeah,
okay.
I sent a question in. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So here's the thing. So let me ask you a question. So this home you live in now, how long have you lived there?
25 years.
Fantastic. Do you owe any money on it?
No.
Oh, beautiful. Nope. All right. So, see, right away, that just those two questions are powerful questions. So, do you know what your home would rent for?
There are a couple. It's a townhouse. There are a couple houses that rent. And I hear they get like $3,000.
Great. Fantastic. So I'm moving closer and closer to yes every question. Because these are important things. You don't necessarily need the money, right?
No.
The house that you're buying, you don't need the money for, correct?
So the house that I'm buying into is my my mom passed away, so I just have to buy my siblings out, basically. And a couple of siblings said, you can have the house. So, right, I didn't have to buy. And the houses are similar in value. And similar taxes, that kind of thing. Do you want to know the locations?
No, it's okay. I get the idea. It actually sounds like a great idea. It sounds like a really good idea for you to rent the house. I would do it. As long as you know how to be a landlord. Have you ever been a landlord before?
No. So, I listen to you guys on and off, and it stresses me out listening to being a landlord. That just freaks me out. So then I'm like, do I weigh the cost of a management company or whatever? I don't know. I don't know how to figure it out.
Be as bad as
you know what I'm going to tell you to do, right?
Be my own landlord?
Well, I'm going to tell you to actually come to Investor Schooling and learn a little bit about landlording.
Oh, yes. I know you're going to say that, but I hope you're nicer to me than the last guy.
Well, he's just an idiot. he wants to bitch and moan and complain about life and blame everybody else for his problems. And then when I give him a simple solution to solve it, he says, "I don't want to do that though." So I, you know, we get those people all the time. But I think you're smarter than he is, so you'll actually show up. In fact, are you going to show up to the Money Multiplier next Saturday? Let's see how badly I made.
I will do my best to do that.
Oh no! Wait a minute. We're going to yell at you the way I yelled at Rob.
I missed that question. Go. So that.
Am I going to yell at you the way I yelled at Rob?
No. So I'll be there.
All right. Good. So you're going to show up. We're going to meet. You can either come. You can come both. You can come this Thursday and you can come Saturday too, because Thursday is, you know, our regular class, and Saturday is just a special event that we're doing. And because you called in today, we're definitely going to give you a free ticket. But you you said Omri should stay, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, all right.
Definitely. I like the personality. I like the differing opinions. Don't like Teslas.
So what do you have to say to Wendy? What do you think? What do you think, Deb?
Did she have to?
Isn't that funny that I say Deb and Omri?
It's all good. That's like I said. I don't want to get in the middle of the whole bromance thing going. You know, but that's what makes Omri. Like, he always just interrupts because that's just who he is. So
yeah, exactly. What
Peter this Wednesday, Wendy? Please come.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday, I'm sorry.
You don't even know what day our class is. I'm so glad you represent the school.
Yeah. Beater this Thursday. We really want to see you.
All right. So, Wendy, Glenn's going to take your info, and we're going to reach out to you about the tickets for Saturday. And it's an all-day event. Saturday. I'm telling you right now, everybody should go. 4mmw.com is the email. I'm sorry, the web address, 4mmw, the number 4mmw.com. You can buy tickets there for $97 if you don't want to call in. But if you call in today and vote whether Omri stays on the island or not.
On the what?
On the island. It's
on
a,
the island.
It's a
on
joke.
The
island. I don't know if you know that.
Okay.
It's a cultural thing.
Okay.
For a show that was, what was it, the Soul
the Survivor? Island?
Oh, yeah.
Survivor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they have that back in Israel?
Yeah, of course.
They did. Oh, wow. Yeah. In Israel, they had that show?
Uh-huh.
Really?
They do. Yeah. Yeah. They left them there and they go. They went. All the production left.
The people were still there. I think they left. They should have left you on the island.
I agree.
Okay, anyway. So Wendy, we'll see you. So Glenn's going to take your information. I really appreciate the call, and we're going to help you become a better landlord, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. So it looks like Tom doesn't like our show.
I know, I saw that. I think
he don't like me. I don't think he doesn't like
this. He doesn't like you at all.
He doesn't like me either. Look, I have a hater. I'm like,
So this guy actually took the time to say, so for you guys who are listening online, you know, obviously people listen on the air. They listen on Facebook and LinkedIn and leave comments.
Please call us.
And this guy's a hater of the show. Listen, Tom, I got a really good idea for you.
Call us.
Go away. We don't want you watching the show if you don't like the show. So don't watch the show. Don't comment on the show. And have a nice day.
Yeah, but it gives us something to talk about, you know? So, you know. Why not, right? But it's just new for me. I don't usually get a lot of haters online.
He doesn't like you, Omri. Mm-hmm. Just for that, I want you to stay.
Okay.
There you go.
No.
You know, and apparently I'm not a real doctor.
Yeah, apparently you're not a real doctor.
Apparently,
yeah.
You know.
That's because
Tom dropped out of high school. He doesn't understand what it takes to get a PhD. Yeah.
So I think he actually like both of you without me. I think that's what he's saying.
No, he says,
he wants to know what kind of doctor is. What kind of doctor is Dr. Deb, another Jill Biden type?
Yeah.
Well, she's not saying she's a medical doctor. She's not a medical doctor. She does medical writing. And I'll tell you what, I challenge some of the doctors to read some of the things that she writes.
She
writes for some of the doctors, exactly.
Yeah, I write for some of the doctors.
And then he can't even spell your name, and he said bad things about you. And then whatever. So whatever.
You know, I don't get it. I mean, those things, this attitude takes so much mental strength out of you. Why would anybody that we don't know...
Losers are losers, Omri.
No, I won't go there. Yeah.
So we talk about that. We talked about that today on this class, Thursday class. We did a whole class about mindset.
Exactly.
Right? So if you're in the trenches and you think, it's everybody else's fault but mine. Like this guy Rob, who called in a while, like this guy Tom, I hate things because they're not the way I want them. Well, you can control your life. You can do whatever you want. And
it's amazing.
About that Thursday.
You just gave Rob a ticket to the Monty Multiplier event.
Right.
The Monty Multiplier event is actually what answer every question that Rob asks.
The funny part is retirement If you go, if you are concerned about retirement, you should go to the Money Multiplier.
If when he Chris, would come and hear Miss Kessler.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Miss yep. Kessler. Miss
yep,
Kessler.
Exactly.
Hannah Kessler, people, yeah.
The people who talk about money and how to retire and never lose money are going to be there.
Exactly. They're going to be
like,
there.
And he's like, nah, I don't want to go. I'd rather complain that Biden's the president. Look, I complain that Biden's the president all the time. But
I don't
the same
let
reason.
You control my life.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, Deb?
Yep, yep.
Yep, yep.
Yep, yep.
You know, you're
yep,
welcome, yep. Welcome to interrupt Omri anytime because he doesn't
no,
have time.
No, it's all anytime. Like I said, you guys, it's, you got a whole little thing going. You're good, you're good. I just kind of listen in on the sidelines and just kind of do what I'm told.
We do a commercial break?
Let's do a commercial break so I can calm down from how upset. I got to figure out how to delete Tom's comment. That's how annoyed I am. All right?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to commercial break, Glenn.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com.
Right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Deb Anderson.
Hey, everybody.
And the possibly banned Omri Marad. The possibly best Ben...
I just said Ben Gay. That's exactly what it sounds
like. The possibly banned guest, Omri Marad.
Correct.
That's pretty hard. That's hard to say. I bet most people didn't even know you had a last name.
Yeah.
That's probably the first time I've ever mentioned your last name.
I tell you why. Because you need to finish with the first name and then go to the last name. Most people can't pronounce the first name. Why would they bother with this last name, right?
I always find it funny when I hear you on the phone calling people going, you know, Amir Murad. And did anybody even hear what you said? You know, it's already a challenging name because, you know, for most Americans.
Most of my tenants call me Omari.
Yeah, well, this guy called you. What did he call you?
Omria.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy, you know, our hater.
Omria.
Yeah,
we have a hater.
I know. It's weird.
How we arrived to this point?
I don't know.
It's so good.
I'm so happy we have haters.
Yes.
You have no idea. It's so great to have haters.
I know.
You know why? There's also people right now on the radio going, "I hate this show. I'm going to turn it off. Go ahead, turn it off. Who cares? I don't care.
I'm just.
We don't need
a lot of hostility in the office.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to send us like a horse head or things like that. It's scary.
They might.
Oh, my God.
So, all right. Getting back to today's topic, whether we should ban Omri or not, 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. And by the way, you get a free ticket to the Money Multiplier next week. I'm telling you, it's an all-day event. We've been talking about it all day. It's an all-day event. You're going to learn how to retire more comfortably. You're going to learn things about money you never knew before. No one's going to try to sell you anything, so come. It's $97 normally for the ticket, and we'll give it to you free if you call in. And it sounds like we got Julie. What's going on, Julie?
Hey, how you doing? So I have a situation where I signed a contract to purchase a home. I had an inspector go in and check it. And the radon level came back over 6 points.
Oh, my God. Please, you know, listen, if it's over 6 points, you know what you need to do? You need to put a radon suit and go into that house with a radon suit.
No. Wait.
Debbie's laughing at me because she knows where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
So let me just say this. So there was radon in my house, the one that I live in now, and there's a fan that's all hooked up, and I just check the levels, make sure everything's good, and I haven't had an issue since. My kids go down there all the time to watch TV. Stop stressing out about this stuff. It's completely fixable.
But hold on. So what did you want to keep the house, Julie? Did you still want to buy it?
No, I still don't. No, I don't want to buy it, no.
You don't want to buy it because of the radon?
So
you don't
is that
buy
a deal breaker
like
for me?
So do you want to buy the house because you don't like the house, or you don't want to buy the house because of the radon?
No, I don't want to buy the house because of the radon. Well, it has some other stuff too, like the electrical system is not good. It, you know, needs rewiring. A lot of stuff went on with the inspection. Okay. So I just don't want to buy the house.
So here's the deal. So did you talk to your real estate agent about the fact that you don't want to buy the house?
Yeah, they know.
Okay, so they should be able to just cancel the contract, and you should be fine, assuming that your contract allows you to do that. And most likely it does. Now, I just want to mention something about the radon thing, because the radon thing is such a crazy thing. The actual amount of pico, is it picolarius or pico, micropicos? What's it called? I don't care
I'm
about
not
what it
sure.
is. But the actual
remember.
Number, you ready for this? The actual number that does harm to
picograms,
human beings
maybe?
Is 200. Not 6, not 4, 200. So somewhere along the way, somebody set it at 4. Now, if it's over 4, like in your case, it was 6. And by the way, just anybody who's listening, I'm going to tell you right now, before you put your house up for sale, open all the windows in the basement. Open all the windows in the basement. They come in and do the radar check, it'll be below 4. Always. So these people just didn't know the easy trick. But if it is 6, and you're really concerned about it, and you know the person said, your radar tester person said, you know, ooh, it's over 4, all you have to do is put a radon remediation system in. It's about $1,300-$1,400, and most likely the seller will pay for it anyway. And you can do that. So you can negotiate this, or you can just walk away from the house. It sounds like you don't want the house anymore. So if you want to use that as an excuse to not buy the house, you can. Now, they could come back and they could say, no, we're gonna fix everything that's wrong with the house, and we're going to put the radon remediation system in. You know, then you might possibly be subject to buy it, but I don't think the seller's really going to care. Because in this market, they'll sell it in 5 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
So if that's not something you want, you can use that excuse to get out.
Well, yeah, I definitely don't want the house. So
you don't want the house because of the radon.
No. If you listened, Omri,
I know
you
I heard
be banned from the show.
I heard, but in the beginning, what she said, she don't want the house because she's scared
that's
of the radon.
Not what she said. She wanted to know if the radon could get her out of the contract, and the answer is yes.
Okay.
But then I wanted to make sure that she wasn't doing that just because of the radon, because the radon's not really an issue.
So was it true, Julie, or the radon just scares you?
Oh, hit him. All right, I'm muting his microphone.
The radon scares me.
I'm muting his microphone.
I mean,
she said the other thing
the
to bother
thing,
her. The other thing
yeah.
to bother
Yeah, it's just yeah. there's too many things yeah. wrong with the
this
house.
This is your first house,
want.
Right, Julie?
You decided this that this is not the house.
Yeah.
Right, I'm muting you. I muted him. Mm-hmm. So this is your first house, right, Julie?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why. So here's my suggestion. Really seriously, reconsider this.
Yeah.
Because I think you're scared of things you don't need to be scared of.
Yeah.
One of the things that happens with these house inspectors is they go, oh, we charged you $500, so I'm going to show you how great of a house inspector I am by ruining your life by teaching you how not to buy a house. And it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
They really should come and go, look, it's not a big deal. It's a used house. How old is this house? 50 years old or more?
No, it's like it was built in 1920 or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's 100 years old, right? The house has been there for 100 years old, standing there for 100 years old. There's going to be problems. You know, it's just the way it is. That's what house ownership is. I mean, you've been renting your whole life. Is that correct?
Right.
So have you ever had problems while you've been renting? I realize you didn't have to fix them, but you ever had problems like maybe a toilet overflowed or a light didn't work or something didn't work? Did it ever happen to you?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, and the landlord came and fixed it.
Right, and that's what homeownership is. The homeownership is now you're the landlord and you fix it yourself.
Yeah.
If this is something you never, ever want to deal with in your entire life, of fixing something, then you should probably be a tenant your entire life. But the problem is with being a tenant your entire life, you're missing out on the opportunity of homeownership, which fixes your, which pretty much fixes your price on rent. So in other words, your rent goes up every year, but if you own a house and you're paying a mortgage, that price doesn't go up or doesn't go up much every year, because the only thing that can go up is the taxes. The other thing that will also be a good thing is one day you're going to sell this house, and most likely you're going to sell it for double what you paid for it. So those are the advantages to homeownership. The little nuances, like, you know, like the 6 radon instead of 4 radon, they're going to solve that problem anyway by putting in a radon remediation system, because they have to do it for the next seller, the next buyer anyway. So don't get stuck in the minutia. Don't let your fear get in the way of making probably a really good decision, which is buying this house.
Well, understood? I'm going to go view another house tomorrow, so okay. That's fine. I just wanted to find out what your thoughts were about the radon. Yeah.
All right, you got it, Julie. All right. We appreciate the call. Do you want to come next week to the Money Multiplier?
No, I have to work.
All right, well, keep on working, and then come here one day, and we'll teach you how to quit your job.
Okay.
Where does she go, Larry?
Oh, yeah, she
Thank
can go to
you.
Investors.
Thank you all.
I know.
Have a good day.
You got it, Julie. Yep. Take care.
Yeah, so if
you
guys like investorschooling.com. Yeah, I'm going to be listening to that. Maybe
See
I'm
that?
Gonna
I like
it. For a class online, yeah.
All right, great.
I didn't even need to say it. She said it for me. Night. That's awesome.
Yep.
You're awesome, Julie. Okay. We'll talk to you soon, and good luck.
That was Glenn, actually. All you right, have to hire you. Glenn now.
Bye-bye. No,
but Julie was the one who called, so I was saying she was awesome.
No, I know, but I'm saying Glenn was like, hey, where can she go? And I said, Glenn
Should I unmute Omri's microphone now?
No. Omri is good muted, because now nobody can hear what he's saying.
All right. Good, Omri. We can give you the floor now.
No, I'm muted.
Okay, good. No, you're not anymore. I just unmuted you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So if anybody wants to call in and decide whether Omri should be still on the show.
Ryan says we should keep Omri. So
yeah, apparently I'm a star.
All right.
Yeah,
855-939-1137. 855-939-1137.
I think he wasn't
he's
here.
He's doing it again.
He wasn't here when the woman called me and complimented my accent.
All right. I muted him again. 855-939-1137.
He's still basking in the glory of the woman complimenting his accent.
He doesn't stop.
The afterglow of the woman complimenting his accent.
That was like three or 4 weeks ago. I know. That's been a couple weeks ago.
He knows that I'm trying to get people to call, and he interrupts that. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. It's funny, his microphone's muted and he's saying it, but he's muted so he can't say it. 855-939-1137. Go ahead, I'll tell you what. You can say it now, Omri. Go ahead.
855-939-1137 for the people with accent that also want to call. 855-939-1137.
I got to tell you, Omri,
we are still
the way
here.
You said that phone number, I don't know, man. I thought that accent was pretty sexy, too.
Okay. 855.
Do you see that? Bromance. I keep telling you, bromance. Maybe it's more than a bromance.
And by the way, you can call about anything. Not only just whether we should ban Omri or not, which so far it sounds like he's going to be back here next week. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Actually, next week is the Money Multiplier. And what we will probably do next week is we'll probably bring students in here to talk a little bit about their experience with investor schooling, because next door, we're going to have all our students here.
Yep.
Not all of them, but a lot of our students here. And we'll be talking about the Money Multiplier and some of the students. So if you, maybe we should do this.
I know we have a couple new speakers that we haven't had before.
Yeah.
You want to talk about them?
Couple, yeah. Not really.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know, it's like one of these things that the speakers are so good. I mean, if we got
not
guys
so
like Rob
fast, going, not so fast. I've got 3 calls on deck. I got to get their info. Could go the other way at the last minute.
Wow.
All right, Grant, bring one on. Bring one on. Let's go. Show me the first. Bring me the first. You're in trouble, Omri.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, so far you're 2 up.
I think 3 up.
All right, well, we're waiting for Glenn to put them into
they're
the
on,
queue.
They're on.
Well, I don't have the... They're we all 3 on at the same time? Oh, wait, I know I need one at a time.
You have to put them in the whatever
thing. I'm not in the queue. I don't even know their names.
Glenn's slacking over here. He's not doing his job.
No. I just put the caller on without getting their info because I wanted you them. I figured you wanted them right away.
Oh. Hey, caller. Hey, caller. Are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name? Because Glenn was too lazy to put your name in the queue.
My name's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
I'm going to come to your event on Saturday.
Awesome.
I love your book. I started your book last summer, and I bought the Bank on Yourself life insurance through Brent Kessler.
Oh yeah,
great.
And since September, I've made over $279,000. I've rehabbed three properties. I get a check for $25,000 a month. I just keep recycling it.
Wow, that's great.
It's insane. I can't wait. Can't wait to meet you personally. Thank you. You know, this basically, you know, this kind of makes it so I can afford to be a teacher.
So do me a favor and bring me a nice check for my cut.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hey, now, tell you what, the $97 training I paid for plus the dinner is now getting given away for free. So, I think we're even.
No, we're not even close to even. You made $279,000 and I made $97? No, I don't think so. When he comes in, right. Make sure you pull him aside. And we're going to take him in the back room. We're going to take the baseball bat. And we're going to shake all the money out of him.
I think it shows how good this book is.
It shows how good I am.
The guy
shows how good I am.
It is. The guy read your book and he made how much? $279,000.
$279,000.
I love it.
Amazing. I love it.
I love it. What a great testimonial.
Like I said, I get a check for at least 25 grand every month.
That's great.
People in my bank know me by name now.
And by the way, for everybody else, the book doesn't give you enough instructions. You still have to come to Investor Schooling. Can you imagine how much money this guy would have made if he came to Investor Schooling?
Oh my God. That's crazy. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you mean by recycling $25,000? What do you mean by that?
Okay, so I took a loan initially for $50,000. I put that in a money market account. I pay all my bills with that.
Yep.
And then, rather than write a check, to Visa or what have you, I pay it back to Lafayette Life Insurance Company.
Right, and then I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. And as soon as I have 25 grand available, usually in a month's time, I request it and get another check.
There you go. Beautiful. You are using that system so well. It's incredible. Now, it's funny. We have people coming to teach that system again on the 12th.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And understand that, you know, we're just educators. I don't make any money. Like, you bought that policy. I don't make any money from those guys. They're just friends of ours, and we believe in what they do. So that's why they come. So it's just amazing. If anybody wants to go, you go to 4mmw.com. That's 4mmw.com. And that's the money multiplier. And you will absolutely love it. And I can't wait to see you again, or see you, I guess, for the first time, or see you again.
Maybe the first time. I've talked to you on the phone a couple times. I formed the LLC. I got four interest-free credit cards.
I'm not publishing. I'm no longer publishing my book because nobody's coming to my class because they're all learning from the book.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. See what's
book,
going
by
on.
The way, and the book, because I know Glenn, any minute now, Glenn's going to say, hey, you should tell everybody the name of the book. So the book is called Money Hacks, and it's the one by Larry Steinhaus, Money Hacks, and the subtitle is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong. And clearly, we were right in this situation. You knew nothing about money, and then you learned it from the book.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, it's a crazy thing. I always felt like there was something wrong with me, like I didn't understand, you know, a lot of the mutual funds and stuff like that I had,
right.
But it turns out it's pretty much non-understandable, and it's a racket.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the real deal.
Thank you, man. I totally appreciate it. And because I don't have your name, I don't have your name on the queue. I forgot it already. What was it?
Bob.
So listen, Bob, I'll tell you what we're going to do. When you come in, we're going to talk to you some more on next week. But you already signed up, right?
Definitely. I signed up for the dinner, too, after.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yes,
and
please.
We'll talk to you next week. But I got to run to another call because we're running out of time. Bob, I appreciate everything you just said. I really do. It was great. And let me run over to Walter. What's going on, Walter?
How you doing, guys?
All right.
I got a question for you.
All right.
I'm trying to buy a car. My credit rate is not the best it should be.
Okay.
I'm having difficulties. I'm just leaving a dealership now, and I want your input on how best way to purchase a car with a low credit score with little money down.
All right, so there's a whole lot there. So first of all, do you need a car?
I need a car, yes.
Okay, so your other car is kaput. It's not. It's no longer running. It's time.
No, my other car. My car runs. It's just on its last leg, so to speak.
And you want to cut to work?
And I need a vehicle to work because I work for Uber.
Oh, okay. That's totally different. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So, do you have any cash to put down in this car?
$2,000.
All right. So you're kind of stuck. You're kind of at the mercy of the dealers.
Yeah.
There isn't much you can do. I mean, you're at their mercy. If you're really an Uber driver and it's a full time gig and you're going to make money, you got to decide what the numbers are and if it's going to work or not. You will be able to buy a car. Your interest rate will probably be in the double digits. And again, you just have to decide whether that's worth it for you or not. Do you have any money that you could pull anywhere from a 401k or anything else?
No, but I do have assets. I own two properties, and I only have a mortgage on one. I thought of a home equity line, but my problem is 6-7 years ago, I filed bankruptcy.
Okay.
And so that's kind of, I think, holding me back. Although when I pull my report, it's not on there.
Walter, you need to come into investor schooling. I mean, this is like my expertise, is rebuilding people's credits and teaching them how to do it. It's one of the great, I mean, you need to understand, 2008, I went bankrupt. I lost everything. And now I have over $872,500 available credit on just credit cards. And I teach people how to do this. And you need to start doing this. You need to start doing it now. And in fact, I have a couple of suggestions for you when you come in on how to get equity loans on your house and how to do what's called a one-pay lease on your car. And that way you don't have car payments, but you build your credit by doing the one-pay lease, and you don't have to worry about the car payments anymore. There's so many cool things you can do right now with that equity in that unit, and I'll teach you how to get the money. But I can't teach it to you in 5 minutes, and that's about what we got left in the show. So can you come into the school Thursday night?
I don't know. Possibly. Where is it at?
Well, even better. Can you come on Saturday? Because we'll have you come on Saturday, which is the 12th. It's an all-day event. We're in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, in Bucks County. Where are you calling from?
Willow Grove, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're fine. You're right around the corner. So you can come to. So what I'm going to do is, can you make it all day on Thursday? I mean, I'm going to Thursday and Saturday.
No, Saturday is tough. Thursday's better.
All right. So Thursday night. So go to investorschooling.com right now. Take out your phone. Go to investorschooling right now. Click the RSVP button and come. And just grab me privately so I remember who you were. We'll talk a little bit, but we'll also get you on a path to fix all these problems. Because we're going to get you lots of credit cards. We're going to get you lots of credit. We're going to figure out how to get this car for you. I have no problem with it. If you could wait another week before you buy a car, talk to me Thursday night, and I'll give you some suggestions.
Okay, fair enough.
You got it. Investorschooling.com. Go there. I got to run over to Roger. What's going on, Roger?
Hey, nice talking to you. You should definitely keep Avi. He's a hoot. Come on.
You got to keep him? Oh. Another one says we got to keep him.
He's no dummy, but he's eccentric. So live with it.
He's eccentric.
He's eccentric.
Eccentric is a really good word. I don't think I've ever heard that word used so well. And you ready? Armie's going to say? You.
Presented me.
What?
Presenting me with eccentric. I love it.
You know what the word eccentric
means? Of course.
I can't believe it. He doesn't know what anti-Semite means. He knows what eccentric means. We were having this whole conversation before on the air that, you know, we were talking about some company, I don't want to say who it is, that they were anti-Semitic, and he's like, what's anti-Semitic? And I'm like, you're from Israel. You don't know what anti-Semitic is? But that's right. It's just funny that he knew what eccentric was. All right, Roger, is there anything else any other questions you have for us?
I'd like to bring my son to your August 12th event. I'd like to bring my son with me.
All right, cool. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have Glenn take your information down, and we're going to have somebody call you on Monday and get you those tickets. Does that work for you?
Perfect.
Thank you, Roger. I'm looking forward to seeing you. That's awesome. All right, we do got to run because we're running out of time really quickly. Let's go, Ron. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, I'd like to go to that thing on Saturday.
All right, awesome. But should Omri stay or should Omri go?
Huh?
Should Omri stay or should Omri go?
Omri's waited over here with bated breath.
Oh, he's saying stay.
My insurance guy.
Your insurance guy?
Okay. I have a gig.
I need to know why he reminds you of your insurance guy.
Israeli.
Oh, okay.
He's Israeli.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you. All right, cool. So, you know, those Israelis, they're really smart when it comes to money, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Absolutely.
I know, yep. They learn from the best.
Isn't that like the whole stereotype?
Yeah.
Is that racist or not?
It's anti-Semitic.
So if we say Jews are good with money, is that racist?
It depends. Do they have a long nose?
Oh my God. What do I get myself into? I swear, so I don't know what I get myself into here.
When we are goodness. Off the air.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. All right. With that, Ron, we totally appreciate it. But just with that joke alone that Ami just said, I think I'll leave him stay in the air. So, Ron, we're looking forward to you coming next week?
Yeah, I'll be there. Sounds good.
Awesome, man. All right. So we're going to have Glenn take your info. I love it. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate you calling to the show. And we will see you next week. All right, guys. So what do we have in closing, Dr. Deb? We have like 4 minutes. What do we got in closing?
So we have to just one more time about, you know, come to class on Thursday at sign up for class. You can go to investorschooling.com and we start classes at 7. So make sure to come in. Don't forget about the money multiplier. So I think it'll be just as a reminder, because I know we have a couple new speakers coming in. So it'll be a lot different than what we've done in the past. And you definitely should come to that. And I would suggest coming so that you can have dinner with the speakers, because it's always fun to sit and chit-chat with some of these guys and ask questions and get to know them a little bit better. It's a great way to build up relationships and start meeting other people. So,
and there's nothing funnier than going to dinner with me and me having a couple of drinks.
Yes. Larry's always interesting when you get some drinks in him. So. And I'm sure if they have, I think at our last one, there was a band, remember? And Hannah was like screaming at the band to play music.
Yeah, so Hannah was singing along. She was like, we were like, wow, I felt like I was in.
Our Hannah or Hannah Kessler?
No, our Hannah. She was, I don't even think she was lit. She was just like, let's do this.
I think she was lit.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very funny. So if you don't, so you guys will get to know Hannah. If you ever call the school, Hannah is, she's just one of our student liaisons, and she talks to you guys directly, make sure that you come in, make sure that everything's good. And she's, you know, she's personable.
And we love her.
That way. Yeah, she's fantastic.
And we love her.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Okay, so there's a whole bunch of people that you get to meet at Investor Schooling when you come. And of course, look, the most important thing about Investor Schooling is you're going to learn something. You're going to learn real estate. You're going to learn stock options. You're going to get, and here, no, you know what? That's not even the most important thing. The most important thing is you get to hang out with Omri.
There you go.
So you come on a Thursday and you get to listen to Omri's accent.
I know, but when you see him in person, he's not always very personable.
It's included. You don't need to pay extra.
And you don't
for
pay
that.
Extra.
That's
for
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't it that the last time somebody came and took a picture of your name tag so they knew how to spell it?
Yeah, I saw that. Too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I got to close out the show. So, Omri, you're being muted.
Okay.
All right. This is Larry Steinesser, with Investor Schooling. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Deb. I want to thank you guys for being here. Army's here as well. Army gets to stay on the show. Of course, I want to thank the wonderful Glenn Page for producing the show. He always does such a great job. And once again, go to investorschooling.com, and there you will be able to sign up for our class this Thursday. And if you want to go to the Money Multiplier, go to 4mmw.com. That's 4mmw.com. Take care, everybody.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.